City and state officials joined with residents of the 16 Acres neighborhood to praise the Camp Wilder Park renovations. Mayor Dominic Sarno said the park is an urban oasis in an area that had been ripped to shreds 3 years ago by the tornado.
I almost have a tear in my eye coming in here. One of the many miles I walked through every nook and cranny that was devastated by the tornado. To think of all the debris that was here and now to look at this magnificent park. But we always had a can-do attitude.
15 acres of woodland were lost in the storm. The park renovations include a new open field area, playground, pavilion, benches, improved trails and walkways, and a parking lot. The project was paid for with two grants from the state totaling more than $400,000, a $250,000 federal community development block grant for disaster recovery, and a $200,000 private donation from the Society of Everett Barney. Camp Wilder was once a privately owned day camp on about 26 acres. The city took it over in 1990. The improvements will preserve the open space and the woodlands for future generations, according to Springfield Parks Director Patrick Sullivan.
And we will continue to plant the trees, and it's going to be beautiful. It is beautiful again, but it's going to really be something in 4 to 5 years when the trees get some size to them.
Margaret Bagg runs the Pioneer Valley Montessori School, located next to Camp Wilder Park.
When the tornado came through, this was such a devastated mess. Looking out now from our windows at what this is now, it's certainly been a case of taking lemons and making lemonade. It's beautiful now.
Residents of the 16 Acres neighborhood identified rebuilding Camp Wilder Park as a priority during a series of neighborhood meetings with city officials that followed the tornado. The park project was included in the city's master plan for tornado recovery. Terry Foley, whose house was leveled by the tornado, said the new park is a final piece of the neighborhood's recovery.
I think it's wonderful. I think, they've done a phenomenal job. I'm glad that kids are going to be using it again.
Improvement projects currently underway at four other Springfield parks are funded by $3 million from the state, according to Stephanie Cooper, Deputy Secretary of the Executive Office of Energy and Environmental Affairs.
It's critical to the quality of life, for the economic well-being, and for the environment, for the people who live in cities for whom parks like Camp Wilder are their backyards. It's a place to be. It's part of our green infrastructure, and it's a critical economic investment, we believe.
Cooper said the Patrick administration has created over 170 new parks, mostly in cities, and conserved 110,000 acres of open space. She said a third of the state's residents are now within a 10-minute walk of a new park or other open space. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.